Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
The Mets owners donate $116 million to Community College Facility, the largest gift in CUNY history. It's Friday, March 22nd, and this is your New York Daily News. Friday's forecast calls for mostly sunny skies in New York City with a high near 43 and a low near 40. Before today's top story, nearly 84% of New York City public school students graduated on time last year, though stark disparities persisted for those with disabilities or learning English, data released Thursday showed. The city's graduation rate and its dropout rate of 5% remained about the same as during the 2021 through 2022 school year. Just 62% of English language learners graduated in 4 years, a 5 percentage point plunge since the school year before. The decrease comes as the public schools have enrolled tens of thousands of migrant students who may need more time to catch up to their classmates. Racial disparities also continued. About 9 in 10 white and Asian students got a diploma, compared with 8 in 10 black and Hispanic students. Students with disabilities graduated at a significantly lower rate of 66%. And New York City hasn't fined a single landlord for renting out space to unlicensed weed shops under a law that took effect nearly 8 months ago, with a delay in the program's rollout and shortcomings in the measure itself as the main problems, according to data obtained by the Daily News and city officials. The lack of enforcement deals a blow to a key measure that sought to stem the proliferation of unlicensed weed stores across the city. Under the law, if city inspectors discover illegal pot sales at a smoke shop during an inspection, the sheriff's office must send a warning letter to the landlord, instructing them to either start evicting the tenant or make the tenant stop pushing weed. If the landlord does not remedy the problem in response to the warning, the city can levy a $5,000 fine, but only if the city detects during a subsequent reinspection of the shop that illicit weed sales are continuing. Neither the new law, which took effect July 23, 2023, nor any protocols from local authorities require mandatory reinspections of alleged delinquent shops. A spokeswoman for Mayor Adams, who confirmed that no smoke shop landlord fines have been issued to date, said the city's protocol is that the sheriff's office and other regulatory agencies can only inspect a suspected illegal weed shop in response to community complaints. Find these stories and more right now at nydailynews.com.
My name is Greg Jackson. I'm a PhD holding historian, a professor, and the creator of History That Doesn't Suck, a podcast that makes legit, seriously researched American history come to life through entertaining stories. Join me for a chronological telling of the United States story, from the Revolution to fractious Civil War, tenacious inventors, brave reformers, and more. With more than 100 episodes, you can already binge listen your way from 1776 to the early 20th century. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on Spotify.
Mets owners Steve and Alex Cohen's foundation is making the largest donation in the City University of New York's history to a new workforce development center at a Queens community college. The Stephen and Alexandra Cohen Foundation's $116.2 million gift to LaGuardia Community College in Long Island City is also considered record-breaking for any community college in the country. "I wanted to create a place where students have access to high-quality programs and facilities," said Alex Cohen, the foundation's president, "and can learn the skills they need to succeed in a rapidly changing world. Our goal is to make a positive difference in people's lives. We are proud to create the Cohen Career Collective and are committed to our neighbors here in Queens," she added. The 16,000-square-foot facility is expected to be completed in January 2029. By then, LaGuardia President Kenneth Adams predicted it will be the largest career and technical training center in the region. "For too long, community colleges have been unsung heroes in higher education," Adams said, "and this investment reminds us of the importance of community colleges. These are places where students of all ages and backgrounds and aspirations can get the education, the workforce training, they need." The center is going into what was once the largest bakery in the world, Sunshine Biscuits, but is now a massive industrial building from 1912 that LaGuardia has never had the funding to fully renovate. The community college is only able to use roughly half of the 9-story structure, visible from the 7 train on Thompson Avenue and 29th Street, despite growing enrollment in its workforce programs. It comes down to our belief that our students, they're working class, immigrant students from all over Queens, but we're convinced, Alex is convinced, they deserve the top quality facilities we can provide. The investment in CUNY facilities comes as just 8% of its 300 buildings are considered to be in good repair, the Daily News previously reported. University officials testified at a city council hearing this week that budget cuts this year totaling $94 million have only worsened an extremely challenging situation and cost CUNY much-needed facilities staff to stay on top of repairs. At the new center, LaGuardia will offer associate degree and industry credential programs in healthcare, construction, technology, culinary and hospitality, green jobs, and film and television with facilities for hands-on learning. Those include workshops, labs, a lecture hall, and study areas, plus a career services center with advisors and interview prep. Childcare, financial literacy training, high school equivalency classes, and English classes for foreign-born students will also be available, according to public plans. The center will also be the worksite of LaGuardia's Summer Youth Employment Program, part of a citywide initiative through the Department of Youth and Community Development that offers 6-week summer jobs to young people ages 14 through 24. About 3,500 youth participate in LaGuardia's program each year, making it the largest SYEP site in Queens, according to the college. This week's announcement marks the second time this school year that CUNY has broken records for the largest donation in the public university system's history. In January, the Simons Foundation committed $75 million to fund CUNY's participation in Empire AI, a public-private partnership proposed by Governor Hochul to give 7 New York universities and research institutions access to an artificial intelligence computing center upstate. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at nydailynews. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.